hour two of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Let's talk a little music, shall we?
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Okay. When's the last time you heard the name Flavor Flav?
Flavor Flav.
No, it's spelled flavor, so I'm going to say it the way it's spelled.
Is it really?
That's how it's spelled in this story, Flavor Flav. Flavor Flav.
But he says Flavor Flav. All right, you know what? Let's not today.
Let's
I stand corrected.
Difference.
You're right. No, you're right.
Yeah, okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make fun of you. You sounded just.
Donna, want, leave.
Yes, we got him.
We do. I want something to eat.
Snack for Donna.
Aren't these great?
Can I have one here?
Sure.
Beep, beep, beep. Nerd alert. Nerd alert. Beep, beep, beep.
They're just testing something out there.
She was a little pitchy on the second beep, 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 but I like it.
I like it. I mean, we could change it every day if we
give
want.
Give me Donna want leave again.
Okay, ready?
Donna, want, leave.
So good.
No, I think if I get another dog, yeah. I actually will use these buttons because I think it's cool to leave one by the door to train them to be like potty. Potty. And then one for snack near the bowl or where the snacks are, the treats are. You know,
tell everybody about the one you sent me the other day on Instagram.
I don't remember what it said. Did it say, like, treat, biatch?
It did. Dog went right over to its bowl. Tapped it. It was like, whoa! So, yes, you truly can program them in any way.
Anyway.
It's been a while since I've heard the name Flavor Flav.
Well, I don't know if you remember this story, but Bunny, the wife of Jelly Roll, said that he's no longer on the internet because too many people bullied him about his weight, and it hurt his feelings. Since then, a lot of people have come to his defense, including Flava Flav. He said, how dare you all try to judge my man about his weight and his character? This man's music has been giving a lot of people hope who are stranded in the streets, locked up in jails. He said people that's on drugs. He said, and let me tell you something on a personal note. Jelly Roll is one of the absolute nicest men on the planet that you all would ever want to know. And then he said, he reminded everybody that no amount of hate is going to stop him from being successful. He said, for all y'all trying to judge my boy, I think you need to take a step back and judge yourselves. How about that? Stop being mean to Jelly.
This is sort of the American way, though, isn't it?
Yes.
We build somebody up, and then we
knock them down.
We relish the opportunity to knock them down.
It's terrible.
Well, listen, hey, good for Flavor Flav for saying that, for sure.
Yeah.
And he's so right that Jelly Roll does seem to be hell-bent on helping people who are feeling like they're up against it, and they wrote their story in a bad way, and they're in a spot where they're like, I did not think my life would go this way, and I think he is a really powerful platform to connect with those people.
Yeah.
So, let's continue to support that.
Yeah. In fact, he has once said if his music career went away, he'd be okay with it because his mission is to help others. And he'd rather be giving his time, you know, to help a cause more than his music.
Help a cause, yeah.
Get a peach.
Grill a peach.
Eat a peach. Oh, Miss Peaches.
Mike, before you joined the show,
yes.
we had a real fascination with grilled peaches.
Oh.
They do a thing at the state fair. It's like, isn't it like a grilled peach? And then what are they putting on?
Ice
Is that
cream.
Goat cheese?
Oh, I thought they put vanilla ice cream on it, but you might be right.
I don't think it's vanilla ice cream.
I'll accept your goat cheese recollection.
I love goat cheese. Oh, man. I don't have any goat cheese here. I don't know if I've ever had goat cheese in my fridge.
Donna needs wee-wee.
No, I don't like the way she recorded that.
Wee-wee.
Supposed to say me go wee wee, not Donna wants.
Donna wants wee wee. I do want Donna want leave too. I have a note on that. I want it. I really like the intonation how you say it. Donna want leave.
All right, so we'll have to get that redone.
Donna want leave.
Yeah, the leave.
Leave goes down too low.
Yeah, we'll reprogram.
I can't wait for us to chastise Brittany for doing something kind for our show. I think that's going to go over very well. I have a story now.
Okay.
Mike, I've got a little audio there too. Balake Shelton.
Oh,
he's Balake. He's got a honky-tonk, Blake Shelton does, out in Vegas. Did you know that, Donna? I think it's new.
I don't know that I knew that.
It's called Old Red. Probably after his truck?
Nope, after a song.
It's a song, and there's also one in Nashville as well, so there's
that
a couple
I know.
Old Reds.
Oh, he's got a double Old Red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Old Red, by the way, is a blue tick hound, I believe.
What?
And, oh man, we're going to have
to... That's a great story.
We need to read the lyrics of the song to Steve.
Yeah, I can find it.
It's about two dogs getting it on. So jail is involved, prison.
Blake's in jail. And he was able to pull some strings, and he got to have the life of luxury where he just gets to take Old Red out every single day.
Yeah, because it's the warden's dog.
It's the warden's dog. Now, Old Red is known for catching all of the criminals that try to break out.
Yeah.
So what he does is he sends a little note to his brother and says, hey, you need to go ahead and tie up another one of these types of dogs outside.
But a lady version.
A lady version. And every time I go out and take him for a walk, we're going to swing by and pay her a little visit.
Why?
Because they do that for a few months, and then Blake breaks out of prison one night, and they release Old Red to go get him. And, of course, he's heading north, but Old Red's heading south.
To go.
Because he knows where to find what he's looking for.
Right. Oh. The dog wants the lady dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about catching a prisoner at this point because his hormones are all out of whack.
Now, guess what?
Wow. That's a country song if I've ever heard one.
There's now red-haired blue ticks all in the South. Love got me in here, and love got me out.
Nice, Mike. Good job.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
I mean, well, you destroyed Austin the other week for me, but that's okay.
Sorry.
I still love both of
those
songs.
It's a terrible song.
Blake just opened his Old Red. Now we know the origin story behind that if you didn't before. So he just opened his Vegas version of it. And here is who he said he would like to have come through and perform in Vegas.
It really does feel like you've stepped in through a portal and you're in Nashville when you come through the doors. Dolly would be great. I was hoping to get Beyonce to do a little something.
This ain't Texas.
If she wants to make it in the country music industry, and I think she must, it ain't happening until she plays Old Red.
There you go. Gauntlet
cute.
Down.
Hey, dream big, right?
Beyonce would break the internet if she ever just popped in. We said this week. If she ever just popped in to a honky-tonk in Nashville and then started with Hold'em.
I love it.
Goes right into Jolene. I mean,
you
break the internet.
Great? Ed Sheeran. Thank you.
Yeah, but I feel like we're shoehorning him in there. Like, she's trying to do the country thing right now.
So what?
And that... Honky Tonk, by the way, is at the absolute perfect spot in Vegas.
It
is literally right on the strip. It used to be this open area where street performers would always perform. It's like right across from the fountains of Bellagio, like kitty corner.
Oh.
And it's right there and it's perfect. So you're walking down the strip and all of a sudden, like, boom, there's a new building here. It's Old Red. It's a honky tonk.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. There's a Walgreens not far from there,
correct,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You know, and Vegas is probably big in the country music. You know, there's a lot of cowboys in Vegas.
Sure.
Or Nevada.
How about that big, tall cowboy? That neon cowboy?
Oh, yeah.
Down near old, what's it called, street? Fremont Street.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. We got to go.
All right. Bye. What do you want to do when we come back?
What do you want to go? Now, what do you want to go? Listen to me.
Donna.
Subliminal.
Want leave.
Donna. Want. Leave.
Donna. Leave.
Oh, wrong one. Sorry.
We're still learning the buttons.
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk a little food news.
Okay, you want to do food news?
Yeah, you weren't wanting to do food news?
I was wanting to do a little entertainment news.
Let's get, screw the food news. We'll maybe do it later. Let's get to that King Charles news.
Okay.
Kind of some potentially sad news that we're hearing out of the royal family. We'll get into that when we come back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, guys. Donna here to remind you about my friends over at Bradshaw and Bryant, specifically Mike Bryant of Bradshaw and Bryant. I've learned a lot about personal injury over the past year and a half. And one thing I want to remind you about is if you are injured in an accident, you need someone on your side who is fighting for your rights. That's what Mike Bryant does. He can review your damages. He can see how much your case is worth. And we're talking about things like medical bills, of course. Lost income is oftentimes one of the things that you're dealing with. Pain and suffering, emotional distress. And the thing is that identifying these damages and then calculating their value, that is the first step to knowing how much your case is worth. Mike Bryant and his team, they've got the tools to determine this value so they can fight for what you truly deserve. Again, his name is Mike Bryant at Bradshaw and Bryant, and it's easy to find online at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Thanks for listening. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. I don't like this headline. I hope it's just being very dramatic. Very unwell King Charles funeral plans reportedly being updated amid cancer battle. It's not good. You know, they were speaking to friends of the king, I guess, in recent weeks about his health, and the most common response, according to the Daily Beast, is it's not good. Steve, really?
Sorry.
I have a serious story here.
I know.
And
I was
making all the gurgles.
I was just trying to swallow water with electrolytes in it. Holly heard it for the first time this morning, Mike, and she views me differently now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always before the gurgle and after the gurgle. That's how everybody's relationship with me is.
Oh, my God. BG and AG.
Oh, no.
What was the year? It was 2024.
Yeah. No, 2023 was when this first happened. AG. In the year of our Lord. Yeah. Take that, BC.
Dang it. Now I don't want to do this story anymore.
Oh my gosh. I just had a crazy ad pop up on this page 6 too, where I'm trying to read this story along with you.
I know, and everything keeps popping. But there was a separate document, I guess, that states what went well at Queen Elizabeth's funeral in 2022 and what could be done better for the next time a monarch dies. That's circulating right now. That's according to the Daily Beast. But sources also say that royal funeral plans are constantly in review. So don't read that much into it.
And I don't know what you make of the Daily Beast, but Tom Sykes of the Daily Beast is the one who reported this. And he said, speaking to friends of the king in recent weeks about his health, the most common response is, it's not good.
Right.
Which can mean a variety of things when somebody's battling cancer.
Well, the thing is, too, when you're going through treatment, I'm sure you feel and look terrible. You know what I mean? Because you're basically putting poison in your body to kill the cancer.
For sure.
So I, you know, just to put a headline out there like that is just so unkind.
Yeah.
I think.
I do have a curious question about the hierarchy or the next in line. Would Camilla She wouldn't become queen.
I don't believe so. Right? No, that would go to William.
Go to his son. Okay.
But we do know from the final season of The Crown, like you said, they're always prepping. They're always. She did Operation London Bridge was a whole episode, basically her planning her own funeral and how many guys are going to be marching in it, how many horses will be
a part of it.
Like, they really, really dive super deep into what exactly the fanfare will be when this happens.
Good Donna, have you thought much about how many horses you would like?
Great. I would like to replace the horses with goats and donkeys. Thank you.
Okay.
No, but you know what I thought about doing? Writing my own obituary.
Okay, I have a cynical part of me right now and an open part. I'm going to lead with the open. Oh, tell me why you would do that.
To express appreciation for the things in my life.
That's beautiful.
In my own words. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, that's very nice. That's very nice. I think that's a good idea.
Thank you.
I thought
Snack
about...
Snack for Donna.
What was
Snack
it?
Snack for Donna.
Snack for Donna. I thought about writing my family a letter in the event that I pass away.
It's a great idea.
Just like... to let them know things like, you know, things like I still want you to, you know, do this and you know, to never regret any like, oh, should I have said this to Dad or should we have done this? Like, it's all beautiful. All of this has been a gift.
I love that. You know? Can have little envelopes for each of your kids, you know?
Yeah. Wow. You know, okay. We got to stop. Know, what are we doing? It's Friday.
You know what? I watched a Sally Field movie recently that I had never heard about. She was amazing in this movie. And it was about a woman who was dying and she made a video.
Okay.
And for all of her kids. And it was just really beautiful. I wish I could remember what it was called. Mom dying. Hold on a second, everybody. I think it's called 2 weeks.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Steve. Well, thanks, Mike.
Thank you to both of you.
And we thank you as well, listeners. Let's go to the email bag here.
All righty.
Oh, here's one. Hey. This one from Susie. Subject, Brittany. Hey, I've heard Brittany's name quite a bit. Is she going to replace LoJ?
Ooh.
I hope so. Your guess, Susie. Good as ours, sister.
Yep. We have no idea what's going on.
Oh, geez. Here's one. Cold read. Brianna, sorry to rain on the parade, but please watch a video on YouTube called Can This Self-Aware Dog Talk with Buttons?
You know,
That's all I know about. I don't know what's going to happen in that video.
You know, it seems like the dog is just hitting random buttons, really. But I don't see why, if you could train a dog to hit a bell on a doorknob, that you couldn't teach them to hit a button. You know what I mean?
That's the difference. Yeah. They're not going to put sentences together by hitting a bunch of different ones like you see on Instagram. But they can definitely know that if by hitting this, I signal that I have to go to the bathroom.
I get attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't we play a game?
Okay.
The College of Pop Culture Knowledge. I'd like a first-time caller to call in. 651-641-1071. I'll say it again. 651-641-1071. Call now and let's play.
Hey, guys. It's Donna. Just to remind you that totally free checking is not a thing of the past. Not at Blaze Credit Union. This is so great. You go into Blaze and you deposit a minimum of $100 into a checking account, and they're going to give you $150 back. How cool is that? There's no like hidden fees or anything like that, like you sometimes find with other checking accounts. Blaze has got you covered. You can go in and find all the details about that because they've got 27 locations now. I was recently in the Golden Valley location just off of 394. You know what I'm talking about, but you're bound to find a location near you. They've got loans to loan you. For any purpose, maybe you want a new boat, maybe you're saving for a vacation, maybe you're looking for a home loan. They can help you with that as well and most of your financial needs. Go to blazecu.com to find out more. Blaze is insured by NCUA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hey guys, we're back. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. We got the big Zamboni with us.
Honk, honk.
Let's do it.
It's time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's the smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, the big Zamboni.
I want to see how smart you are.
We're going to find out how smart the two of you are. For some people, the best day of the year is Christmas. For others, it might be their birthday. For Steve Patterson, the best day of the year is Arbor Day.
Let's go!
And today is Arbor Day.
Oh, that's nice.
We're celebrating trees.
You know what's funny about this? Not funny, haha, but interesting. I got a text from my brother this morning. He's going to a tree planting ceremony for my cousin who passed away not too long ago. And I was like, oh, I wish I could be there.
Yeah, that's a beautiful way to honor somebody. Yeah. I'm looking at just from my view right here, 7 trees that I planted.
Take a picture.
Out in the yard. No, they're not in...
Picture.
They're not in picture form,
picture
Donna.
Picture perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think we have like a couple toys out in the yard too. You know, we're a work in progress.
It's okay. So what does this mean,
Mike? In case you're wondering, Arbor Day always celebrated the final Friday of April. Oh. It was first created in Nebraska City, Nebraska. Oh. And it's an opportunity to celebrate trees and go out and plant some trees as well. It's great for our environment.
Okay. I tell you what, I was taking a walk last week in the neighborhood, and I told you this guy with this white pine, I said, this is such a beautiful pine tree. He said, I got it. It was like the size of a pencil. It was given to him from a McDonald's giveaway 10 years ago on Earth Day. And now it's this big, beautiful, beautiful pine tree.
That's
they
awesome.
Grow, guys.
So today we're going to be talking about trees in pop culture for the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, of course.
Aww.
And we've got Leah, first-time player on
Yay!
The line to play with us today.
Hey, Leah.
Woohoo! Yay, thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Is this your first time ever calling into the Don and Steve experience in general?
Yes, it is. I'm a newbie.
Oh, my gosh. What a thrill. How long have you known that we're even a radio show?
For a while.
All right. She's like, it's like a rash she can't get rid of.
Right.
For a while now. We've tried different things, different ointments. Leah, we'd like to get to know you a little bit before we do jump in and play the game. What's happening on your Friday? After you play this game, what's your big Friday highlight?
Just hanging out at home.
It's a good day for that, Lily. I mean, it's cloudy out. It's a little breezy. Get under a blankie, watch some shows, and have a good time.
That's all it is.
Leah, you notice Donna hasn't really even talked to you yet. So I would like this to be the time where you decide who you want to team up with. Standoffish Donna or overly clingy Stevie Boy?
I like the clingy ones.
All right. She likes the clingers.
Okay, I will go bye-bye.
Mike, yes. Could I tie this up?
You could. No. You actually lost. Leah, you're going to go on hold. Donna's going to step aside. You lost yesterday. 42-39 is our score. She's got a 3-point lead.
Oh, I need this.
You can start some momentum into the weekend, I guess.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see how it goes. Again, 42-39 is our score. We're talking about trees and pop culture. Let's get it started on this Arbor Day with this one. The Giving Tree author Shel Silverstein won an Grammy in 1970 for penning this comical but poignant song for Johnny Cash about a young man and his father.
Lord, I wouldn't pass.
Grandmother Willow is the ancient tree always ready to dish out some sage advice to the heroine of this Disney movie. Grandmother Willow, Disney movie. Heroine.
Pass.
Everybody talks that this Provo, Utah rock group who sings Animals is the best band with trees in their name.
Everybody, Maroon 5?
They've got trees in their
trees,
name.
Trees in their name.
Everybody
oh,
talks
Lord,
to this Provo,
Everybody
Utah rock
does.
Group. Oh, boy.
Leah is on the
She actually
hot seat.
Hung up. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, no.
Leah,
no.
I'm going to just read you three questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let me start with this first one. The Giving Tree author Shel Silverstein won a Grammy in 1970 for penning this comical yet poignant song for Johnny Cash about a young man and his father. Any idea on that one?
No.
Johnny Cash, comical and point. Okay. Grandmother Willow is the ancient tree always ready to dish out some sage advice for the heroine of this Disney movie.
Something in the willows, but I can't think what it's called.
Okay. Let's move on to the last one. Everybody talks that this Provo, Utah rock group who sings Animals is the best band with trees in their name. So it's a band with trees in their name. Any idea?
Can't lose everyone. Hang on. How about that? The only thing I can think of is like that screaming tree group, but that's it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Leah, here's the only good part of the last minute, 90 seconds of radio, is Donna might not get any of these either. That's my hope. Let's bring her back in. Donna.
Donna.
Come on in, Donna. Oh, boy.
I guess
that was an absolute disaster.
We'll find out.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Disaster, Donna. Disaster.
No, stop, really?
Absolute disaster.
Oh,
if
no.
you get one, you win, sister.
Oh, wow.
All right, let's play. Again, it's Arbor Day today. We're talking about trees. Are you ready, Donna?
Yes.
Let's get it started with this one. The Giving Tree author Shel Silverstein won a Grammy in 1970 for penning this comical but poignant song for Johnny Cash about a young man and his father.
A boy named Sue.
Grandmother Willow is the ancient tree that's always ready to dish out some sage advice to the heroine of this Disney movie.
No clue.
Everybody talks that this Provo, Utah group who sings Animals is the best band with trees in their name.
Oh, gosh.
15 seconds.
They're from Utah. Trees in their name.
Everybody talks.
Evergreen.
They sing Animals.
Evergreen. Green.
6 seconds.
Willow. Elm. Willow.
All right. Let's run through these answers.
Let's
start things off with that second one. Grandmother Willow is the ancient tree always ready to dish out some sage advice to the heroine of this Disney movie. That's Pocahontas.
Oh, I was going to say Moana. Mm.
Grandmother Willow, the tree with the face that she goes and asks questions of in Pocahontas. It's
That's a real back shelf Disney movie for me.
Mm.
I know the music, Colors of the Wind. But.
Yep. So there you go. No one got that one. Let's move on to the second one. Everybody talks that this Provo, Utah rock group who sings Animals is the best band with trees in their name.
Wait a second. Oh, my gosh. Neon Trees.
Neon Tree is the correct answer.
Never heard of them.
Oh, my gosh.
You've heard of Everybody Talks and this song.
I've heard the song, but I don't know. That band is not on my radar.
Yeah, Everybody Talks was their biggest hit. Animal, their second biggest hit. There you go.
They have a great song, Sleeping with a Friend.
Yep.
Sounds really cool musically. Mm.
That brings us to our first question, something that I learned today. The Giving Tree author, Shel Silverstein, he also, of course, wrote, what was the other thing he wrote? Where the Sidewalk Ends, I believe. Yeah. He actually won a Grammy in 1970 for penning this comical yet poignant song for Johnny Cash about a young man and his father. That song is all about a boy named Sue. Donna got it. For the win. I had no idea that the dude who did Where the Sidewalk Ends and The Giving Tree actually wrote A Boy Named Sue for Johnny Cash.
Okay, so I knew of him as a songwriter. I didn't know he wrote The Giving Tree and
yeah,
Where the Sidewalk
Is. Yeah.
Hey, Donna, let's do something. It's a special Friday. Leah is a first-time caller.
Okay.
And really has a bad taste in her mouth after calling in. Why don't we... You're up four.
You're up.
Let's just do a double or nothing. Worst case scenario, you're up three going into the weekend. You could be up five. Let's do it.
No, thank you.
Donna.
You could still give her a prize.
Yeah, she's a first-time caller. She's getting the prize. Yeah. We'll give that to her. You guys want to do a tiebreaker just for fun, though?
Of course.
All right, tiebreaker for fun. Again, it's Arbor Day today, all about trees. Let's do this one. Since 1970, Ernie and his coworkers work for this company at the Hollow Tree Factory.
Steve? Keebler.
Keebler Elves.
Good one. Good one.
The Keebler Elves, of course, the answer for that final one would have been the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Donna didn't need it.
I didn't need it.
Boy, the bummer Sue. Is I have been listening to Neon Trees quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
And have throughout the years. And
Steve.
It's just a bummer.
Miss
That's a bummer.
Peaches.
Oh, Miss Peaches.
You'd never know I was valedictorian.
You certainly wouldn't, Leah.
Leah.
But hey, you are a valued listener of this show. Thank you for calling in the first time and enjoy the rest of your day. We hope you call in again and get a win, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, Leah.
Little valedictorian flex right at the end. That's
nice.
Pretty sweet.
That's really good.
Where do you think you graduated in your class? Like percentage wise, like top what percent?
Are we talking college?
High school.
High school, terrible. Not good. College, I probably would have been like cum laude, but I transferred from another college and I didn't have enough credits at the school I graduated from.
Yeah, I ended up with like a 3.47.
That was exactly mine.
Something right below cum laude.
That is exactly my GPA. Mike?
I hovered around 3.
Okay.
And then I went to radio school and I was valedictorian because that's a lot easier to go to radio school than anything else.
Yeah, that's the old saying, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
No, be proud of that.
Oh, I am very proud of that.
He just means it wasn't like sitting in a classroom at Yale.
Did you go to Brown?
I did.
You're kidding.
I was the penultimate class that graduated from Brown.
Also, when you say you go to Brown, people do think it's Brown University.
Yeah, right. We'll go with that.
So
Yeah. I taught a class there.
Nice.
Yeah. Never taught I love me. Just like...
Radio production.
Clearly.
What, Steve?
The name Brown. It's just like, what should we call our broadcasting school?
Oh, Brown. Some people think we went to an Ivy League.
Yeah.
And the first time I went to college and actually went to, you know, like a state school, our colors were brown and Vegas gold. So there's a lot of brown in my college life. It's terrible.
I actually gravitate towards the color brown quite a bit.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you wear it a fair amount.
I love brown.
A shade of brown.
I love brown. I love green.
It'd be interesting if you met with a fashion consultant, if they would say it's a good color for you. Because like I don't think it is. And I don't think a lot of the colors that I wear for me are good for me. I prefer to wear a lot of flesh tones.
I look good in like jewel tones.
That's what they used to always try to dress us in for television. We would have these wardrobe consultants come and it was jewel tones, jewel tones, jewel tones. When I worked for Reels, you went into my closet at work. It was just bright purple, bright blue, bright red. Purple. It was bright green. It was. I felt like a comic book character. I felt like Dick Tracy.
Aw. You got the first half right.
Hey, Donna!
Woo! All right.
Let's take a break.
Oh, my gosh.
Donna, one, leave.
When we come back, hey, Carol Burnett got a cool birthday gift.
Yeah, she did.
From Jimmy Kimmel. A very, very popular movie trilogy set to return to theaters. I think this is cool. Those stories when we return. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Donna and Steve here on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. We got a fun game coming up at 11:30 this morning. I'm working on it.
Oh, shnikes.
Stop, Steve. Really? I thought that's what you've been doing.
You said shnikes earlier, too. You didn't remember earlier. Oh,
I know, but once I said that, I started a document.
This might turn into an improv game for me. I'll get it done. I'm going to get it done.
You're going to get it done. I'm going to get everything is stuff fine.
Done. So many things have gotten done recently.
We are playing Pitch Me. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm all set and ready to go. Yeah, I'm defending.
Why did you even ask him that, Donna? You knew he was going to answer like that.
I just wanted to make sure.
I love that game. It's fun.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
How many do we have today? Two or three?
Three of them.
Three. So keep them short. You don't have to go
crazy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to keep them shorter this time.
Keep them short. Probably don't need the music. Don't need the build up. Just boom. We got a rapid fire through them.
Maybe if we had a little teeny tiny little goofy music. Very low.
We've been really struggling with the music in Pitch Me.
Yeah.
Why don't
First of all, Rocco,
music?
I think, is deaf, so he always plays it super loud, and then two times on the air, I'll have to ask him to turn it down.
Yeah, Rocco's one of those production directors who doesn't wear headphones when he's recording things. I've never seen anything like it before. It's baffling. How about if we use the music that we use for Maddie B on Mondays? We can ask Holly where that is. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I got it.
Yeah. And we just keep it real, real low. Like
are we
going
to find ourselves in small claims court? Because you know how Matt's all territorialistic and thirsty and stuff, respectfully. Is he going to get mad about that?
Why don't we just not tell him? How's that work for everybody?
Works for me.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah. We don't do this every week anyway.
Just yeah, that's
every
right.
Every now and then. So
tell him to shut
Yeah, suck it.
It,
Matt.
Whoa, Donna.
Hey, sorry about that. All right, let's talk about Carol Burnett.
Okay.
God, she is an American treasure. So I don't know if you remember this, but first of all, she turns 91 today.
Oh my gosh! Congratulations.
Yes,
that's a feat. I don't even think you say happy birthday anymore. 90 and up, you just say congrats. That's incredible.
Well, and the fact that she's upright doing talk shows.
Wow, that's awesome.
So she was on Live with Kelly and Mark. Ever heard of it?
I have heard of it.
And she was asked what she wanted to do for her birthday. Do you remember her answer?
No.
Bradley right? Cooper.
There you go. Very funny. Still got it, right? So she happened to be on Jimmy Kimmel Live this week, and he had a special birthday surprise for her. Why don't we just play? Do we have to? We could just play the clip off of the profile there.
You got it.
The best birthday present that you have ever received in your life.
That's
anything come to mind?
No.
Okay. Because the reason I asked this question is because I saw you on Kelly and Mark.
Yes.
And you were talking about things that you want to do, and one of the things you said you wanted to do was Bradley Cooper.
Well, you know, my birthday is Friday.
Mm-hmm. It is. So we did reach out to Bradley, and well, he sent this.
What?
Hello, Carol Burnett. It's Bradley Cooper. I just wanted to wish you a very happy 91st birthday. I've been such a massive fan of yours ever since I was a kid, watched your show religiously. And it's a thrill to leave you this message. I hope to meet you one day and maybe even work together. I hope you have a great day. See you.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
It's awesome.
Listen to her reaction.
That is hysterical.
It's not
I
sex, but
that.
It's a step in that direction.
Slippery
That's
slope.
How Bradley does it. First, he sends a video message.
What a great birthday present. Thank you. Aww. So adorable.
What
Aww.
That's fun.
I love her. She's so such
and
a
it's
great...
it's cool that she's getting all excited about it, right? I mean, she's Carol Bleeping Burnett.
Yes. Like, yeah, hi.
But she still loves it. That's awesome.
That's so cool. Stars. They're just like us.
They're just like us, Donna. They're just like us in so many ways.
Hey, should I be going to the theater to watch some Lord of the Rings?
I'm not even going to take the bait here. Because you're not going
why
to.
Why can't you guys come with me? Why do I have to do it alone?
I don't want to spend three more hours with you. These are long
no,
ones.
No, it's
these
nine.
Are,
9 hours.
These are long
we
movies. Yeah,
would, all three.
No, all in one day? That would be kind of fun if somebody did that.
Yeah. Then I'd feel like a lazy heifer. I really would. I'd be like, you know what I did today? I sat. Look at me go.
You know what, though? If you think about it, most days we sit a lot. Like I'll even be sitting around here. I'll be sitting here doing this show, right? Yeah, absolutely crushing it. And then I'll walk out to the kitchen. I'll eat lunch and I'll almost immediately sit down and eat it. And then I'll get up again, come back to this desk, sit and do more work. And then it'll be like, we need to go pick the kids up from someplace. And I'll walk 10 steps and then I'll sit in the car again. And then after I've sat in the car, I'll come home and I'll be like, oh, look, a place to sit. And then I'll sit down on the couch. So much sitting.
Yeah, there's
we
a lot
do
of sitting. So much,
sitting. Steve, want sit. Me like that. I think it would like be that. Fun. Lord of the Rings is one of those movies that you would be well served to see it on the big screen.
Well, here are my questions, because I thought about watching one of these movies. Can you tell me what the first one is called?
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
I'm writing this down.
The never-ending hike.
So that you,
that's what I call it.
The hike to nowhere.
The fellowship.
I was not a fan.
Oh, you weren't?
Oh, it's just a hike.
Okay, how about the second one?
The Two Towers.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And then the third one is Return of the King. Donna, this is a fool's errand. What are we doing here? There's not a chance.
Okay, first of all, tell me what this is about. Is this like some fantasy thing? People who live in the forest? Like what is
yeah,
that about?
Yeah, kind of. These are hobbits and dwarves and elves and I mean, just me saying those trigger words, you should be honest with yourself and say there is not a chance that you're going to watch this. But if you enjoy fantasy and you like really escaping in your movie and going to a place that doesn't actually exist, Lord of the Rings can be great for you. Simply, I don't know if fans of Lord of the Rings, of which I'm a moderate fan, I don't know if they enjoy more the story or the vibe.
Okay, see,
right?
That's
they
what
like
I...
going to these places.
Yeah, like I feel like people would go wear robes and sandals and like wizard hats. You know,
not uncalled for.
Okay, so I had a professor who wrote these types of books. His name was Christopher Stasheff, and I never read any of his books because I was like, "Who the hell writes these kinds of books and reads them? Who the heck reads these books?" But I guess they do. Look them up, yeah?
Look them up!
He was my broadcasting professor.
These are going to be the extended cuts.
Oh, no. Okay.
They're already long, gang. I don't know what the extent, I don't know what that full runtime will be. This is through a company, though, called Fathom Events.
Yeah.
They do cool stuff because they will routinely bring back movies. In fact, at the, the movie theater out in Shakopee, you know, Marcus Cinema out
yep,
in Shakopee.
Yep, yep.
They'll have a list like at the summer and at the beginning of the summer, and then you just see, oh, these are the throwback fun movies that they're bringing back. It's like Tuesdays this summer. This Tuesday you can see The Sandlot. Next Tuesday you
like
can see
that.
The Goonies. Stuff
that's
like that.
Great.
So I think that's a lot of fun. But anyway, it's coming this summer.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's got a dirt alert.
Yeah.
And then I will make an announcement. Hold on to your butts.
I'm so excited.
An announcement
about this.
4 years in the making.
Yes.
Stay there. Don and Steve coming right back.